This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Feeling pretty good. I got a little bit of sleep. And I was just doing my mouth exercises, so I'm ready to go.
What are your mouth exercises?
You know my mouth
exercises. Gina Lollobrigida?
Yeah, come on, man. See? How long we worked together?
Yeah, I don't
know. And my lip ups.
Ow. Ow.
Were you doing them on the way in?
I just did them just now.
Oh.
I was sitting right here in front of you.
No, I didn't. I wasn't. Oh, you're on, guys. Oh, hold on.
Did the camera catch me?
Whatever trial works, where you don't have mics.
What'd you say?
We need to tell our board up. Hey, you.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Someone's going to get yelled at. We're messing with the wrong Mexican.
How are you?
Oh.
So you forget to turn the mics on in here.
No, I turn the mics on, but there's a program button.
I know, but he needs to turn that on.
All right.
That's all.
All right.
Love you. You're good.
All right. Happy Monday.
You're fantastic.
Sorry, Terrell. Don't worry.
You're amazing, Terrell. Love you.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fine.
Was
great.
It?
Really quiet. Great. We played this new dice game. I might have told you about it, but we had some friends over on Friday night, and we played this game, Quicks. It's so fun. Like, it takes a minute to figure it out, but it's just, it's an excellent game.
So who'd you play that with?
Maki and David.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. You get ripped?
No.
What?
I got a good, solid buzz on.
All right. That's good.
But that was it for me for the weekend. I tried to have, because I just really wanted to. I did a lot of sleeping this weekend. It was fantastic.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. Really enjoy sleeping.
Yes.
It's really great.
Oh, so
I feel a little bad about it on Sunday because I know I'm going to have trouble falling asleep on Sunday night no matter what. Mm. So sleeping till noon probably wasn't my best move.
Yeah.
But
you're so lucky you can do that, though.
Oh. Well, I wake up a few times and I'm just like, 10 o'clock, I can probably
pull out another two.
Probably get another two in there. But then, I get up, and of course, the first thing I want is coffee. So I'm still drinking coffee at 2 p.m., which is just not, it's not really good planning for getting to bed. But stayed up, watched Big Brother, Hooman came over. Oh my God, Goliath is so, we're on season two of Goliath. God, that show's so good. It's an Amazon Prime thing. And you know what's a bummer? It has like a 2.5-star rating. I'm like, well, how is this only rated 2.5 stars? It's
by who?
So, whoever, the users.
The users.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good. Oh. The first season was great, and this season's great. I don't understand these ratings. Oh, you already on the Crunchables?
Well, I know. I heard a crunch. Yeah. Oh,
it's good.
That's
Goliath,
well,
5 stars.
Who cares what it's ranked if you're enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I mean, that's the most important thing, right?
What was that one show? Actually, I don't even remember how that was ranked, but that was the fairy show? The vampire show, I mean.
Vampire Diaries?
Interview with a Vampire?
No. The one that you and I were watching. It started,
True Blood.
Which started out decent.
Great.
Pretty fun.
It got
so
weirder and weirder.
Stupid.
Oh. I watched the whole thing.
It was unwatchable there at the end. I mean, that got so dumb.
But
you never know what. I could see why people would look at that thing and go, "Oh, Jesus!"
What was that rated? Do you know?
I don't know. But you love what you love.
Good for you, I guess.
Well, it makes me think, because my kids will not watch if it's less than 4 stars. They're just like, "Why would we bother?" I'm like,
"Ew!" They go by that.
They do. They all do. Apparently, those ratings are up there. Who is it? Someone was saying they're going to drop the ratings. Like,
Netflix.
They're like, we're not going to do that anymore, because they actually feel like the lower something's rated, really, the fewer people, like, people won't even give it a chance.
And then they won't put the money in or renew it?
I guess. That, why would they bother renewing it if nobody's going to watch it because it has a 2-star rating?
Remember
Meanwhile, this Goliath, it's absolutely great.
Remember when Justice League was about to come out, and because Warner Brothers owns part of Rotten Tomatoes, they wouldn't release the rating?
Oh,
and then you
right.
got a special story that said it has 43%, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does matter.
It does matter. I'm telling you. It certainly matters to me. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Well,
I would never even look at that.
People only complain when something's wrong, right? If something's going great, you're not going to say anything. So maybe those people that are rating it are unhappy, and that's why they rate it.
Maybe. Maybe they don't like the...
When you go on Yelp, mostly you see bad.
Right. That's true. People don't generally get on there and be like, that was amazing.
Right.
Well, I think some people take seriously their reviewing.
Yes. I'm
duties,
a Yelper.
And they do...
I'm one of the big Yelpers.
Above
I try
and beyond.
To Yelp. I Yelp sometimes.
The
I
job.
Never have Yelped.
Yeah. And sometimes they go, I get an email saying, we haven't heard from you. Your ratings, they rate my ratings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I joined Yelp because I had a contractor that worked for me in Tahoe, and he was all over me, like, you got to go on Yelp, you got to go on Yelp, you got to go on Yelp. You got to Yelp me. I'm like, oh.
So did you?
Yeah, I guess. I think I did.
Mm. Well, has anyone tried to connect with you on Yelp? I think I'm going to try to do that.
So. Connect
I don't
with
think
someone.
So.
No.
Like,
would I get
you can
an
be
email
a friend.
About that?
We can be friends on Yelp.
Oh. No.
Nah.
I don't
I'm
need
try
another
to add
social
you guys
network,
right now.
Quite frankly.
Okay.
I'm not on
I'm
there.
Not really looking for that.
I don't want any part of it.
No.
You don't?
No.
All right.
I can't say I don't read Yelp reviews. Actually, I can say that. My kids read them, and they read them to me. No, we can't go here. It's not rated highly enough. We can't do anything in life that doesn't have at least 4 stars on it. It's such BS.
I watched Baby Driver over the weekend.
Oh, my
though.
God. And? Great movie.
Did you think it was great?
Loved that movie. And think about it all the time.
I feel like you're feeding him the answer you want him to give.
Well, he's going to give the answer he's going to
yeah,
give.
Yeah, that nobody's reviews affect mine. It was okay.
Oh.
I thought it was. It had. I had hopes for it. It was. There were great moments. I don't know what happened there at the end, though, with Kevin Spacey. Like it went like his response to the trouble.
Yeah.
To suddenly be like
a nice guy.
Like, what the hell was that? You're
yeah.
a thug and a bully, and you're willing to threaten people to do your your job.
Right, he seemed heartless and cold.
Like, I will do this to you if you don't do what I need you to do. And then there at the end, he's suddenly Santa Claus.
I know. That was a weird turn. I thought the same thing when I was watching. I was like,
I don't remember it all that
even
well.
As the like there's bullets are flying, and he's like, go, kids. Get out of here. I'm like, what the?
Well, what is it because he knew he was about to get it? Spoiler alert.
No, he wasn't going to get it. They
he
were
could
just...
have not gotten it.
Yeah.
But he waited like a dunce.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm not trying to spoil it. But that, to me, sometimes there are moments where you go, the writers couldn't figure you out of this pickle, huh?
Mm. Well,
like you just went, oh, we're trapped.
Just, we're just trying to end this, so.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I feel, I felt
let's
like.
Let's put a happy ending on this.
Now, listen, that was the only savior there at the end. I was like, spoiler alert again, everyone, for Baby Driver. If you haven't seen it and you want to, sorry.
It won't be ruined. There's a lot to that movie.
Right,
you know,
right there at the end, I went, lucky for you, because if he didn't get...
Well, you don't like the end. See, you don't like how they got to the ending, but that's the ending you want.
I needed that ending to save it, like, that whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
That whole 2 hours.
Vinny has specific requirements for how
endings,
movies need
yeah,
to end.
It's
yeah.
true. He does.
Did you love Lily James, the waitress?
Yeah, she's great.
Who is that?
She's Rose from Downton Abbey. And
no,
she was
yeah.
the princess. She was Cinderella in
yeah,
the live
in
action
Cinderella.
That's
Cinderella.
What I know her from.
Yeah.
Do you love her?
I do love her.
I love her too.
She's a darling.
She's got like she's got the camera figured out.
She does.
Like, she was flirting with that camera, and I was all, oh.
Those scenes in the diner were so good.
Yeah, she's great.
It's warm in here, isn't it?
Huh. No, it's regular.
How was Flea? What did you think of Flea?
Huh? Flea is Flea. So the camera's sweeping through that room, and I went, oh, there's Flea.
Yeah.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's no... I mean, I appreciate people who want to do other stuff, but Flea is the guy in his underwear playing bass for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and nothing else. For me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the kids went, I don't know
who that
is. Right.
Right. Oh, that guy looks crazy.
So this weekend you may have seen I posted the picture. I guess this is a rite of passage for little girls. I wasn't familiar. I went to go do the grocery shopping because the missus is severely pregnant and over it. Like,
she
wants
case
that
of
baby
it.
Out. She's,
well, 20 or so more days.
She's like, it's on my lungs. It's on my bladder.
It's just taking you over.
And then she'll be like, she'll be pointing, and there's just a big fist coming out of her tummy or something. You're like,
gross.
Don't point at that
anymore.
The
thing's trying to stretch out. Like, they try to, like, You know, babies often do that. Just kind of lay in a big, they look
so
like a big
weird.
Starfish.
Yep. No, it is weird. You're right. Anyway, I get back from the grocery store run, and my kid's already on the driveway with her bike helmet on, and she's like, let's go for a ride. All right, I got you.
All right.
So I put the groceries into the kitchen, the missus starts putting them away, and I leave to go play. She's got a helmet on. I don't even notice what's going on. It's not until, I want to say, later that night after her bath. Anyway, she walks up, and she has cut her bangs off.
Oh.
They're nice. They're off, like, at forehead length. Mm. So they're maybe
quarter inch sticking out, like a little bristle across the top.
So her face is framed by hair, but there's no, it ends there.
Yeah.
At her.
Mm-hmm. Why did that happen? How did that happen?
I guess she got a hold of scissors. So the story goes back. So apparently one of her little friends was like, your bangs are getting long, honey. I can't see your eyebrows. You know, they talk. I don't know how little kids talk to each other, but so that inspired her to take care of it herself.
Yeah, I can take care of this.
So she cut them off.
Yeah.
And mom was downstairs and kid was upstairs and, you know, quiet. It's wonderful.
Right.
I guess.
Oh my God, she's entertaining. She's upstairs playing with her dolls, obviously.
Oh my.
So I can't even notice in the pic. She looks super cute. And
I just thought you guys parted them or put them to
the
back.
They're cut. Mm.
You can't
line.
Really see it in the photo. She actually just looks adorable.
Yeah, I pictured like 1 or 2 inch.
This is the first time I've really seen Vinny in her face. That's funny.
Oh, I see Vinny all the time in her face.
I see Christina in her face, but that's he turned that to me. I went, oh, little Vinny with girl hair. That's funny.
So what did your roommate do?
So the funny thing is, first of all, we're like, what can you do? She's done it.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't want to.
I guess she can shave her head.
Well, no.
That's what Dad would do.
Do the rest of it.
Right.
I just was like, I don't want to laugh. So I didn't
You'll
laugh.
You'll make her cry.
I know. And I don't want her to. She's not insecure about it right now.
She's not
actually
tripping yet.
Just living.
She will. Give her a week. She'll start tripping. I did the same thing when I was little.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
All the comments, and I appreciate them too because all the comments are like, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
All little girls do this. Every single one learns the hard way not to cut their own hair.
I never had a bad experience so I continue to cut my own hair.
Of pictures.
Oh, no.
My bangs were just too long. And my bangs are so long right now. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, pull them to the side. Right. I don't know what to do right now.
You need a barrette.
Yeah. Well, I brought a barrette, but then it started annoying me. But so I did it. A barrette.
A barrette.
The day of
pictures. A barrette.
Barrette.
Vinny, I did it. And then for the next, I don't know, however long it takes, I had porcupine, and they just kept sticking out.
They do grow straight out until they have some weight to them.
That's what we've got going on.
Yeah, I didn't cut my own hair when I was little, but I did cut my sister's hair.
Mm, of course you did.
Had to do it. But when my son was about, I guess he was in fourth grade, the younger one, we were living in a rental house, and he comes out of the, and he had been bitching about his hair. It was getting kind of long. And he comes out and he looks at me and he's got like, you know, the brim of tears in his eyes, you know, that look, and like sort of an ashen face. And I look at his face and I'm like, oh no. Like, he had cut his bangs. It was just, I mean, you know, it's just an awful, and just the front. So he had like these hanks of hair coming down the side and I'm like, oh no. And it, you know, and what am I going to fix it? You'll mess it up more. My track record. But I try to sort of work in the short hair. The problem is that, they do get over it pretty fast because it just, is what it is. But you have to take them someplace.
Well, right now,
pro.
Right.
The she
best,
happy.
The best part of it is she's just living, doesn't know anything's wrong, and is and we keep looking at her and looking away and trying not to smile. And but we got in bed that first night and just finally laughed out loud nonstop for 5 minutes.
Right.
Like the picture
without her, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, right. They had to do it privately. Like, oh, you can't just like point and laugh at your kid. That's good parenting, Vinny. Way to save it up for the
when sister gets here. The pictures are going to be of her with that hair and sister. Yeah. So she's going to get to remember this moment.
Yep, it's going to be good.
There won't be any possible way to avoid those photos. Mm. Here's newborn pictures of your sister and you.
Just give her a beanie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Put a little knit cap on her or something.
I actually think she looks cute with it.
Her bangs won't grow back by then?
I don't know.
No, it's only 20 days.
Well, her hair does grow pretty fast, though, I've noticed. Yeah. So,
what do you get, like a half inch a month or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't
know. It'll be fine.
But it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It was just one of those funny moments where...
My bangs are bothering me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be just enough time for it to grow down to the middle of her forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be great. Awkward, kind of right? sticking out like this. It'll be a good look. It'll look like she has a little hair visor on.
Yeah.
So Friday, my kids all went to Glassy Baby.
Oh, yeah.
To blow glass.
Oh,
and I wanted to say thank you to them. They are, we've been an endorser for, I think, right around Christmas time, weren't we doing some
right about
for Glassy Baby? Mm-hmm. So they do these little hand-blown, blown glass votives and stuff, and we were talking about those.
Candle holders.
Yeah, little candle holders and cups. They have all kinds of glassware. So they do these little classes, and there's a guy there, and he's, look, he's in control of it. Let's face it, the stuff is 1,000 degrees, and, they need some help, but... you get to pick your own colors and they take you through the whole thing and there's all the hot ovens and you actually are blowing the glass and there's a few things you can choose to make. And the kids were like freaking out when they got home about how fun it was. They want to go back.
They want to go back.
Riley texted me like, oh my God, that was so fun. Yeah, that was great. I'm like, yeah, send me a picture. He goes, well, I have to pick it up on Monday. Because they need to cool down.
Yes.
Whatever the process is.
Right. It needs a couple days to set up or whatever it is. I can't wait to see the things they made.
Yeah.
But it's and especially because you get to really personalize it. Like they have these sort of troughs full of all these different colored chunks of glass, and you roll your hot glass in it and pick up a few. And super excited.
I wonder
to see
how
it. They
cool
loved
that.
It.
Is there like do they put it in? They can't put it in something cold because it would just shatter it, right?
So I don't know. Maybe it puts it in an oven that slowly
lukewarm
cools down or something.
Or
but they did say it's going to be a couple days before you can pick it up. It wasn't like you can pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or give it an hour.
Well, it
and
sounds like
cool
it has
down.
To kind of cure.
Right.
Right.
Something.
Right. That's
has
the word.
To happen with it. Mm-hmm. But they have this kind of bucket. I don't even know if that's, I don't know what you would call it. They have an oven that's going 24/7, 365, and it's got molten glass in it. And that's just, they have to keep it, there's no turning that on and off. It's whatever, 10,000 degrees. I don't know what the temperature is.
Well, Yuzette and I and Bryn are going to be doing an appearance in August at Glassy Baby.
Oh, you are? Right. At that one in Berkeley?
Yeah, the studio's there.
So what are you doing? Are you going to get to make something?
Yeah, we're going to make stuff. And I don't know who, and I have to see. I'm hoping we can invite listeners.
Did
he say, how many people? Is it a big studio where there was several students there? Or
he
did he say anything about that?
Did take some video, and it looked like a good-sized workspace, but it didn't look like a... I don't know.
I'm hoping we could at least take a few listeners there.
Yeah, that would be great.
So I should check on that with Rebecca.
So you guys are just going over to see what it's all about?
It looks like a huge warehouse. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't.
But I don't know about the glass blowing area.
Right. It didn't look like a tight space or anything, but it definitely, the guy's wielding a red hot poker, basically.
Sure.
So
I'm frightened.
No, he was,
I don't know if it's something I
Riley
can do.
Riley was saying that you felt safe the whole time. He was fully, you could let go and back off, and he was right there holding the thing.
Did they have to wear...
They had some protective stuff on, but it was... They just had a freaking ball. Oh, they were raving about it all weekend long.
So your niece left?
She left on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh.
I know. It was a good visit. It was a really good solid cousin bonding. Mm-hmm. Nice. It was excellent. So
sounds like they did a lot of stuff.
They did everything.
Good.
It was great. And I'm going to my brother's 50th this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
So I'll see her again this weekend.
Well, your boys are very nice. At their age, if a cousin had shown up, I would be like, you just ruined my summer.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing here? I got a lot of appointments to make. All of them down at the beach.
No, they are.
You're killing me.
What if she's like, or he's like, well, I can buy some beer.
Well, all right. Get in the car. Yeah. You're coming with.
Well, this one can't.
Yeah.
And she's a...
Your kids aren't like that.
No.
Your kids are not like Vinny. Kids, don't be like Vinny.
No. Be like you. Do you. all right. KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.